Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
A beautiful song, Verona Pillay, this afternoon on Spectrum with Inescapable. And right now, I'm connecting with my colleague. Her name is Janine van Niekerk, the presenter of show. Why did the name of the show just skip my mind? Janine? I wanted to say you are the presenter of, and then I forgot what program you do. Can you?
You just sing good news.
Good news. It's so lovely to connect with you this afternoon. And how are you, colleague?
Lekker. I'm standing here next to the road in my cycling shorts and hoping the dogs are going to stay quiet for our interview. I did ask them nicely.
Yeah. So, Janine, let's get into things. Tell us about the Deborah Camp. What is the purpose of this camp?
Hearing God's voice. Mm-hmm. You know, when Samuel, when he was a boy, didn't know God's voice, and he hears God saying, Samuel, and he runs to Eli, and Eli says he didn't speak to him three times. And then the third time, when Eli realizes it's God speaking to him, he says, Samuel, go back and you say, speak, Lord, I am listening. Mm. And to me, those words have been so special in my life because I had years and years and years of struggling to hear God's voice, and I know what it feels like. It's not just you not hearing God's voice. You feel even rejected by God, you know. You feel that there's a distance you can never get over. You just say to God, I don't want a sugar daddy. I want a relationship. Otherwise, Christianity isn't Christianity. Mm. So hearing God's voice, and then if you read a little further in that scripture, it says, and this is one of my favorite scriptures, that it says there that Samuel grew up, and God was with him, and he let none of his words fall to the ground.
Sure.
And I'm thinking to myself, I mean, you know, as a woman, before, you know, but sometimes you feel like no one hears you. Mm. You're speaking, and you're like white noise. It's like people don't hear what you've got to say. Hmm. And if you listen here, that Samuel was saying, speak, Lord, I'm listening, then you realize many times we're not heard because our words aren't God's words. We didn't hear from God. We're yelling out our opinion, and we're yelling out our experiences and all of those things. We're yelling out what we feel are our rights and all our stuff, you know. But it's not, we're not saying God's words because many times we don't have God's words in us. We never asked his opinion. We never waited for his answer.
Yeah.
So what's coming out of our mouths is our own words. And then that might just be the reason why we're not being heard.
Hmm.
Maybe the weightlessness of our words is a reminder that we should not be doing our own opinion.
Hmm.
Yeah.
True.
So it's a whole weekend of, number one, finding out what's the reason why we can't hear his voice?
Hmm.
What's holding us back? What are the hindrances?
Hmm.
And then when we do hear his voice, you know, he expects us to actually do something about it. So sometimes it's even dangerous to say, speak, Lord, I am listening, if we never intended to do what he's going to say, considering that those prophets of the Old Testament sometimes had to say hard things. We want to say the nice, popular things, you know, like, the Lord say yes, you will be blessed.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Sure.
But sometimes God needs us to be willing to say the hard things to, so that people can turn away from their sin, so that they can be healed.
Mm.
In the meantime, they're not being healed because we as Christians are not willing to say the hard things that he's told us to say to the world. So it's a very serious weekend of getting rid of whatever the reasons are that we can't hear.
Mm.
And I promise you, if people go home from this weekend, not one of them will be able to say, I have not heard from the Lord.
Sure.
And I'll actually be able to prove it, but that I'm not going to say how.
So tell me, who are the speakers that are lined up for this camp?
You know, about 2 years ago, we also did a ladies' camp.
Okay.
And some of my friends and I became friends.
Mm.
So Idelette, remember Idelette Miller?
Yes, she used to work at the music.
Yes. Well, she's going to do the worship. She's been doing it for the past about 3-4 camps that I've been doing.
Wow.
Anointed. She just gets there behind that keyboard of hers and gets lost, and we just follow her into the presence. No fancy, no nothing, nothing extra, just plain, simple worship. Sure. So Idolette is going to do that.
Okay.
And Zalert is a lady that we always use for Romans 1:20. She's in the medical field. She's a nurse expert. But she's she loves the Lord. So she's also going to be one of the speakers. Yolandi Lewis has also been quite a few of the camps she's presented all about worship.
Okay.
But this time she's talking about the word is enough to hear God's voice. If you've got a Bible, you can hear God's voice. So she's going to talk about that specifically. And then Lisa Prinsler is also one of our presenters at Radio.
Lisa.
She's talking about if you hear God's voice, you hear it because you need to be doing something.
Sure. So when is this camp happening?
June 18th to the 20th of June.
Okay.
It's still at Shekinah. It's not a Radio Pulpit's official camping grounds anymore, but we love that place.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still going to be there. And Anna-Marie, who always organizes those camps, is still the same person. Is going to be the contact person to be organizing that camp as well. So 18th to 20th June, from the Friday till the Sunday about noonish, we'll be going home. And it's going to be R1,000 for including all of the meals and accommodation and all that kind of stuff. And you need to be contacting Anna Marie. She's now got a Radio Pulpit email address. It's Camp, as in Camp in Afrikaans. Camp.
Mm-hmm.
650 is our frequency.
Mm-hmm.
camp650@radiocontrol.co.za.
Sure. So you say this camp is R1,000 for the entire weekend from Friday until Sunday.
I know. These days camps are much more expensive, but yeah.
So R1,000. Wow. Sure. I'm sure women are excited already. So, Janine, quickly, what can ladies look forward to in that weekend? I know you say, hearing God's voice, but what are some of the activities or things they can look forward to in that weekend?
You know what? The whole point of the weekend, if it's to hear God's voice, then we keep creating opportunity for one-on-one with God.
Okay.
So, yes, we do have speakers, and yes, we do have sessions and worship sessions. Every single session is done in such a way that you can actually make a connection with God. The songs that we sing are directly to Him. Even the lyrics of each song, we're not going to sing about Him. We're going to sing to Him. We're going to be speaking to Him in every single song. So that we literally create, because some people aren't used to one-on-ones with God. So after each session, we're going to create the opportunity to go do whatever we've been talking about. We even had this one session where it's like an exercise where we make 100% sure it's impossible for man to intervene, to get in the way of God speaking. It's an exercise that we literally do in a way that you can ask anything that you want to from God, and it gets answered by someone who doesn't even know what the question is.
They
just got to hear what God says. You never know who asked the question. You don't know what the question is. You just have to hear an answer. And then you write it down there and you've got no idea. And then we open up these letters at the end. And we find out what the question was. And we see the answer that's been given to that question. And you will fall on your back when you see how people thought, I can't hear God's voice. And then they hear their own answer that they'd written down there from the Lord, answering a question that they didn't know what the question was.
Sure.
It's always amazing. You can't get in the way. You just can't get in the way. So we do that kind of thing. We convince people to the bone that God is speaking and that they, normal sunny there at home, can hear God's voice.
Sure. So my next question was, how can they book and for more information? So I suppose Anna Marie is the perfect person the ladies can keep in touch with. I will make sure that I give the listeners her contact details and her email address, right?
Yes, that lady is a very special lady. She's the lady that prays for a camp She prays every single day since the day we start talking about the camp. She prays. Mm. She literally infuses a camp with prayer. When you arrive there, you feel it. Mm. You know that God has been preparing the ground, each and everyone. So I just want to say, if you, in leading up to the camp, experience all kinds of trials and tribulations and hardships and stuff that you didn't expect, you know what? I promise you, someone wants to keep you from going to the camp, and someone else is preparing you by allowing even the hard times just to get our hearts.
Sure. Wow. Janine, are you still there? I think we've lost her, but we got the gist of the message. Her name is Janine van Niekerk. This afternoon, she was speaking on the Deborah camp that is coming that weekend of the 18th to the 20th of June in Shekinah campsite. Janine, are you back? It's okay. That weekend of the 18th to the 20th of June in Shekinah campsite. So, ladies, if you want to book your seat, it's not even a seat, book your space for the entire weekend. Remember, it costs 1,000 rand from Friday the 18th to Sunday at the 20th in Shekinah. So, if you need to book for that weekend, do contact Anna Marie on the numbers 082-936-9874. I'll repeat the numbers for you. 082-936-9874. I'll try to do the numbers in Afrikaans. Ne? In Afrikaans, that is 082-936-9874. I did right, 082-936-9874. 9364 or email camp@radiocouncil.co.za. Contact Anna Marie 082-936-9874 or email camp@radiocouncil.co.za. Deborah Camp happening 18th to 20th of June, Shekinah campsite, and it cost 1,000 rand. Here's another awesome track lined up this afternoon, Zach Williams with Chain Breaker.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.